The New South Wales coroner has found that two men who died while working on one of the world's biggest coal carriers were the victims of foul play. The chief cook of the Sage Sagittarius vanished at sea in August 2012, while the chief engineer was killed when the ship was moored at the port of Newcastle 2 weeks later. A third, highly experienced seaman died weeks later on board the same ship in Japan. The inquest heard the deaths were highly suspicious and that onboard audio recordings were intentionally deleted. Reporter Nicole Chettle was at the Glebe Coroner's Court where the findings were delivered today, and she joins us now. And Nicole, take us back to what happened on that ship.
The coroner said that the chief cook, 42-year-old Cesar Lelanto, was either thrown overboard or killed and his body later disposed of. And that happened in August 2012. Just 15 days later, the chief engineer, Hector Collado, was struck on the head and he plunged 12 metres to his death while the ship was preparing to dock in Newcastle Harbour. 3 weeks later, a third man was found dead while the vessel was docked in Japan, so all three disappeared in a five-week period. The coroner said it was a challenging investigation and that it was clear the captain ran the ship with a culture of bullying and intimidation, and that he was also trading guns and alcohol, which was against company policy. The inquest heard evidence, as you mentioned, that key audio recordings from onboard the ship were intentionally deleted, but that there was no evidence that the Japanese company NYK that owns the carrier and the managers HSC were involved in any dodgy dealings by crew and that they didn't engage in any cover-up. Speaking outside the court, Dean Summers from the International Transport Workers Federation said more needs to be done to protect workers aboard ships that are registered in a country that's different to the owners. In this case, the Japanese vessel was flagged as being from Panama.
Today, the coroner has confirmed that on board the Sage Sagittarius, a flag of convenience ship sailing to and from Australia, there has been a double murder. The flag of convenience system is a system of registration whereby an owner goes to a country like Panama, Monrovia, who are happy enough to prostitute their flag, their registration, on a much lower set of standards in order to cut costs, evade tax, and what ultimately, the coroner has said, creates a lawless environment. 20 years ago, she mentioned that the Ships of Shame report, the report initiated by a Labor government, found that Ships of Shame had an environment that threatened crews, the vulnerable crews, and today nothing much has changed in that area. Half the recommendations from a report 20 years ago still haven't been enacted in Australia, and this needs to be done.
So that's the National Coordinator of the International Transport Workers Federation, Dean Summers, there. Nicole, what did the coroner recommend?
Well, Eleanor, the main findings were firstly that the Japanese authorities be given all of the details from this quite extensive inquest to consider investigating the death of the third man, Mr. Monji. The coroner also said that there should be a permanent group made up of representatives from New South Wales Police, the Australian Federal Police, the Maritime Safety Authority and the Transport Safety Bureau to help with any investigations into deaths or disappearances at sea on any vessel that's bound for Australian waters. And importantly, that these key points of contact be responsible for the proper downloading, seizure and storage of any voyage data that would be relevant in any such investigation, and also that these agencies share information between each other where possible to really strengthen the effectiveness of any investigation.
And just briefly, what more can you tell us about these three men who died?
Well, any inquest obviously always keeps its focus on the people who've lost their lives. And we heard today that Cesar Lelanto was 42. The coroner said his disappearance has left a gaping hole in the lives of his wife and two children. And Hector Collado, who was second in charge on the Sage Sagittarius, is survived by his wife and two sons. Their deaths happened in a culture of intense conflict and mistrust amongst the crew. And the coroner's findings are designed to bolster any future investigations.
Nicole Chettle, our reporter at the inquest, thank you.
Thank you.